before becoming one of the worst mass murderers of all time, Adolf Hitler struggled to make ends meet as an artist. Paradoxically, while the exact whereabouts of the German dictator's remains are uncertain, there is a busy trade today in the paintings he made in the early 1900s, which nobody was interested in buying at the time. Recently, a watercolour by Adolf Hitler went on the auction block on a Czech website. Ilya Maritz has more.
The picture seems to depict a farmer in a cap and shirt sleeves tending to a small ground fire with a stick. It was painted in watercolour, mostly in shades of brown and tan. In the lower right-hand side of the painting, the initials A.H. Not necessarily proof positive that the painting was made by Adolf Hitler, says the director general of the National Gallery in Prague, Milan Knižák.
It looks completely different technique as Hitler used, as some kind of more free way of painting. Hitler was more accurate and used his brush differently. It does not look like Hitler's painting, but maybe it is, because maybe he painted when he was very young.
The only way to prove the painting's authenticity, says Knižák, would be to get an endorsement from an appraiser, something the anonymous seller has not done. The unnamed painting is on offer for 100,000 crowns, or about $5,000, at an online auction site. In a statement given to the newspaper Mladá Fronta Dnes, the anonymous seller explained that he had inherited the painting from his grandfather, who co-owned an auction house during the First Czechoslovak Republic. "All I want to do," he said, "is sell one watercolor in its original frame." Some observers see the matter as a bit more complicated than that. Profiting from the works of a mass murderer is ethically dubious, says František Banaj, chairman of the Jewish community in Prague.
Mně se to samozřejmě nelíbí, nicméně otázka etiky je...
Of course I'm not happy about it. The ethical question is complicated, and there is no absolute general rule. I would say it shouldn't serve any kind of propaganda purposes. And you have to wonder about someone who fetishizes or collects these kind of things.
Milan Knižák says the matter should not be too troubling, because Hitler's work just wasn't much good anyway.
It's not art at all. It's a very naive, very childlike, very boring aquarium painting. I mean, I'm not speaking about this painting, I'm speaking about all the paintings by Hitler. It's Hitler's painting, it's not a piece of art. It's a kind of souvenir, like pants of Napoleon or guitar of John Lennon.
Nevertheless, there is a lively international market for Hitler memorabilia. Last autumn, another non-authenticated Hitler watercolor sold for more than 10,000 British pounds, or a little over 20,000 US dollars. The auction on the Czech-owned painting closes in 2 weeks' time.